A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For some days, we have meditated and discussed the word of God in Daniel chapter number 2, verse number 5, where the king Nebuchadnezzar answered and said to the Chaldeans, "The thing is gone from me." Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, but the dream was gone from him. When he woke up, he couldn't remember his dream again. Your dream is a picture of your future, the picture of your destiny. It is the inner conviction of the place that God is taking you into, the picture of your future, the picture of those things you desire to accomplish in specific areas of your life and of your destiny. Your dream is the expectation of a glorious destiny for you. Don't forget, God himself has a very great dream for you. He said, "I know the thought that I think towards you, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end, a future and a hope, to give you a glorious tomorrow." God himself has a great dream in store for you. He has a big dream for you, and you must also have a big dream for yourself. God had a big dream for the children of Israel. He dreamt for them, all of them, a land flowing with milk and honey, a land that wherein they had not labored. He was going to deliver the land unto them. He was going to bring them into the labors of others. But the dream slipped from them because of fear. Many of them wouldn't want to go in because they were afraid. They gave up on the dream. Only Joshua and Caleb held on to their dream and did not give up the dream despite all that they saw. And we have seen in these few days the things that could take a man's dream from him, a man's background. And we have said, you must never allow your background to take your dream from you. It doesn't matter how bad your background is. It doesn't matter how bad your past has been. Everybody has a past, and that past could represent your background. Your family name also could be your background. The place of your upbringing, the fact that your parents are poor or do not have resources to send you to school, is no reason, not a tenable reason, for you to give up on your dream. Don't give up on your dream. I counseled with a wonderful young man who was my church member for some years. He told me his dream. He wanted to study abroad, but unfortunately, his parents couldn't afford resources for him even to study in Nigeria. So he struggled to go through school in Nigeria, but he insisted that he was going for his master's program outside of the country, precisely in the United States. So I asked him, "How do you intend to do it?" He said, "I am going to get a scholarship after my first degree, and I will proceed for my master's degree." What a beautiful dream. And this young man didn't give up on his dream despite his background. He worked very hard. He came out of the university with a first class, and he did get a scholarship to study abroad. He did his master's degree abroad. He finished and got another scholarship for his PhD. He's a doctor of philosophy now because of his dream. He did not allow his background to take his dream from him. Don't let your background take your dream from you. What a joy that the God we serve is not a man that we ask for your antecedents or your background before bringing you to glory and to honor. God does not consult your past, neither does he consult your background before he determines your lifting in life and in destiny. Don't let your background stop you. Don't let your past stop you. Paul had a very horrible past. He was a persecutor of the church. He killed many of them. He even said himself, he witnessed to the murder of the first martyr, Stephen. He was the ringleader. He motivated and led the mob that killed Stephen. And yet, God still used him. He told the Philippians how he was able to do it. "This one thing I do," he said, "I forgot those things which are behind. I let go those things which are behind. I allowed my yesterday to go away from me. And then I press on to new things before me." Don't allow your past to take your dream from you. Don't allow opposition to take your dream from you. Every great dream in life will be opposed. Every great life will be opposed. Every great destiny will be opposed. Don't allow opposition to take your dream from you. Paul the Apostle said, A great door is ineffectual. It's open unto me, and there are many adversaries. There are many oppositions. But Paul wouldn't allow the opposition to stop him. Don't allow sin to take your dream from you. Sin, it will sink you. If you don't find out your sin will find you out. Sin took the dream from Reuben and pushed him to the backside of destiny. Sin took the dream away from Samson. In fact, it took his eyes from him also. Don't let sin take your dream from you. Don't allow bad association. Don't fraternize with a Jonadab. Don't journey with a Jonah. Bad friends will cause you untold pain and trouble. Don't allow your association to destroy your dream or take your dream from you. You must always remember, bad communication will always corrupt good manners. And the Bible, in the contemporary English version of that verse of scripture, 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, don't fool yourself. Bad friends will destroy you. Don't allow bad friends to destroy you and take your dream from you. Amnon's dream of the throne was taken away from him by Jonadab, his bad friend. Affliction. Don't allow affliction to take your dream from you. Joseph did not allow his many troubles to take his dream from him. In Romans chapter 8, verse 18, Paul the Apostle said, I reckon that the sufferings of the present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. If you will endure the suffering, there is a great glory, a greater glory that will be revealed in you. Don't give up your dream because of affliction. Never allow financial lack to stop that project of your life. Go ahead without funds. Funds will meet you along the way. Never forget, vision does not follow provision. Rather, it is provision that follows vision. Catch the dream for yourself, and God will make resources available to execute that project. Don't allow sleep. Two women slept on their miracles. One overlaid her dream. She overlaid her miracle, her baby. She slept too much, and she slept on her baby and killed her baby herself. Sleep killed her baby. The other woman slept so much that her miracle, her baby, was exchanged from beside her. A living child was taken from her, and a dead child was placed beside her. Don't allow sleep. Don't allow inertia. Don't allow carelessness or recklessness take your dream away from you. My encouragement to you, dear listener, is never give up on your dream. That dream will speak. Don't forget, when you were born naked but loaded, and you came into this world with clenched fists. You were holding your dreams in your hand. Don't give it up for whatever reasons. Not so any of the reasons highlighted above or anyone that has not been mentioned at all. Don't give up your dream. That dream is possible. It is achievable. You can make it happen. You can make it work. Make up your mind that you will not give up, that you will see this dream come to pass. Never allow anything to take your dream from you. I have a dream. Do you have a dream? That dream must speak. That dream will speak. I trust God for his abundance grace upon your life to bring your dream to fulfillment. Joseph's dream finally came to pass. His word came, and his dream came to pass. When his brothers came to buy food and they made obeisance, they bowed. Joseph remembered his dream. You are listening to me this morning. You will remember your dream when it comes to fulfillment, when it begins to come to pass, when God begins to bring them to fulfillment and to unfold them step by step by step. You will remember this dream. You will give glory to God. Sometimes you will shed tears of joy when you see your dream come to fulfillment over your life, over your children, over your family. It will speak. It will not die. That dream will not lie. That vision will not lie. It will speak. Even if it tarries, the word of God says, wait for it. It will not lie. It will surely speak. Your dream will not lie. Your dream will surely speak. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and say, Father, let my dream begin to speak. It is time. Let my dream begin to speak, and let it speak eloquently. Shall we pray in Jesus' name? Father, it is time. Let my dream begin to speak, and let it speak eloquently in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and say, Father, open heavens upon my life, upon my destiny, and upon my dream. Send me dream interpreters. Let there be interpreters of my dream. Let help be available for my dream. Let there be support for my dream, and let your name be glorified. You sent help to David on a daily basis. Send help to me, and let my dream be interpreted. Let your name be glorified. Thank you, Eternal Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to come against anything that has a tendency to take your dream from you. Pray in this manner. I come against every power, every force, every attitude, every tendency, every habit that may want to take my dream from me. I come against you and I destroy you totally in the name of Jesus. My dream is not to be taken. My dream is not to be exchanged. My dream is not to be stolen. My dream is to find fulfillment. My dream will find fulfillment. My dream will speak eloquently, and God's name will be glorified. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name that is above all names, your dream will not be taken from you. It will not go from you. And this moment, I pray, every great dream that God gave to you that you have forgotten, everyone that escaped you, I pray that the Spirit of God will bring it back to your memory now in the name of Jesus. When you sit down, your dream will come back to you. When you lay down to sleep, your dream will come back to you. When you study, your dream will come back to you. Your dream will speak. Your dream will not die. And God's name will be glorified. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. The pain was gone from Nebuchadnezzar. Your dream will not be gone from you. It will not go from you in Jesus' precious name. Join us this morning for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral, 8 a.m. You may wish to join on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, wishing you a very glorious Sunday, and the Lord bless you.